For the ways of men are before the eyes of the Lord, and he ponders all his goings. Okay, it's not going to be like that today at all. Welcome to Proverbs Every Day. My name is DJ, and I'm your friend. We'll get to that in a moment. But in any case, we're going to be reading a bit about adultery today, so I'm trying to keep it lighthearted in the intro because it's a heavier topic to get into. It's very uncomfortable, but again, you'll see towards the end here that it's very necessary. So welcome. This is episode 310 of Proverbs Every Day. We're going through the modern English version since I'm recording this in May. It just, you know how I am. I like to just do the alliteration thing and it's fun. But hey, let me take a moment, calm things down for a bit, reduce my coffee excitement and, pray for you for before we get started here. Father God, we thank you for all the guidance you have for us, and we thank you for even when it's uncomfortable that you correct the things that we need to correct and guide us towards the pathway that brings life. We love you, Father. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. It's about that time. Proverbs 5, reading in the modern English version. Always a fun chapter. We're talking adultery here. Yeah. My son, attend to my wisdom. Bow your ear to my understanding. So again, we have that language of the bowing of the ear. Listen up. That you may regard discretion, that your lips may keep knowledge. For the lips of an immoral woman drip as a honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil. But her end is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death. Her steps take hold of Sheol, or the underworld for the dead. She does not ponder the path of life. Her ways are unstable, and she does not know it. I know I say it every time, but this is the reality that, it's one of those things where this is a woman who does not fully grasp where her path is going. And it's not saying much about her motivations, because in the end, it doesn't matter what her motivations are. We think we have a society that seems to think that it's okay to judge people by their motivations. And we don't know that. We can't judge that. Only God does that. So we're kind of stuck with the way people are, right? We're kind of stuck with their actions, what we can determine about their character from that. And so with this woman, it's you can see to stay away from her actions, the way she is, the way she presents herself, all these kind of things. And so keep away from her, regardless of what her motivations are. And so she may not be aware of it. Verse 7, hear me now, therefore, O children, and do not depart from the words of my mouth. Remove your way far from her. Do not go near the door of her house, lest you give your honor to others and your years to the cruel. Lest strangers be filled with your wealth and your labors go to the house of a stranger. And you mourn at the last when your flesh and body are consumed. And yes, this is a reference to sexually transmitted disease. Yes, it's something that they were aware of. In fact, the argument is really strong that a lot of the set apartness that Jewish society had at this time was largely because of an awareness of these things. It's like, you know, people come back from their trips and they have these weird illnesses that they spread around, and they made the connection, you know? And so this instruction here is, it's not just simply for, you know, religious reasons. A lot of them are very, very practical. And so this is, in a very real sense here, Solomon telling his sons and, you know, to stay away from other countries where they don't seem to think this is a big deal, and keeping away from them. So it is that laborers go to a house of a stranger is kind of a reference to that. Like that these are things that are not done in your society, but you will be exposed to these kind of things. And so I want you to be prepared for this. This is something that's going to happen. You know, you're going to see this out there. I need to be ready for it. And there is an admonition here. So verse 12, it say, how I hated instruction and my heart despised reproof. And have I not obeyed the voice of my teachers, nor inclined my ear to those who instructed me? I was almost in utter ruin in the midst of the congregation and assembly. So that's the danger. But like most of these good proverbs, there's an actual instruction with this. Verse 15, drink waters out of your own cistern and running waters out of your own well, which is a reference to sexual purity. Should your fountains be dispersed abroad, streams of water in the streets? Again, that's the reference to the more promiscuous lifestyles of people outside of Jewish society. Let them only be your own, and do not for strangers with you. Sorry, and not for strangers with you. Let your fountain be blessed, and rejoice with the wife of your youth. Let her be the loving deer and pleasant doe. Let her breast satisfy you at all times, and be enraptured with her love. Always be enraptured with her love. I'm just making some marks here. Why should you, my son, be intoxicated by an immoral woman and embrace the bosom of a seductress? For the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord, which is kind of what I was saying earlier. He ponders all his goings, and his own iniquities entrap the wicked. Verse 22. His own iniquities entrap the wicked himself, and he is snared in the cords of his sins. He will die for lack of instruction, and in the greatness of his folly, he will go astray. So this is what I was saying before regarding character, that this is something that we may think we're a good judge of, but the reality is we are not in that capability of truly being able to judge that, as tempted as we are to think that. You know, I don't know what is at the heart of Joe Biden or Donald Trump. I don't know that. I'm not blessed with that. I can take some guesses, but that's not really adequate. It's their... Now, we see from their actions who they are in that regards, but ultimately that's an incomplete picture. We very often don't see, you know, it's not like the Truman Show here. We're not seeing them 24/7. That's not the way this works. We're seeing snippets that are usually very crafted for us to see. So for us to make assumptions is dangerous, but God sees this, all the ways of the man, all the character God sees. And so when it comes to, and it, granted, this is talking about broader things than this, but there is a verse 22 here where it says, in his own iniquities entrap the wicked himself, he's snared in the cords of the sins. die for lack of instruction and the greatness of his folly, he will go astray. This is, and I think, by the way, with the he will die for lack of instruction, it's just as much like not heeding instruction, not assuming that he didn't have it at all. But that is the nature of men, just the nature of humans. We're in a fallen, in a way, we've inherited that fall. And so we don't have righteousness by default. You know, that we, I'm going back to my college days, I'm going back 30 years now. And, you know, the philosophy and the tabula rasa and things like that, that, you know, children are born innocent and things like that. And I never agreed with it. I think that a 2-year-old would, if given the capability, would literally murder his parents for a cookie. The rest of the rationality hasn't been connected yet. That's instructed. It's not by nature. You know, there's not been a connection with, oh, if I murder them, they won't be able to come back and give me another cookie. You know, that doesn't connect until much later in life. That sense of permanence is just not there. And so I'm making an extreme example, and I know people are going to be, oh, how dare you say that? But I mean, it is what it is. I mean, we know that well, that's why we don't give children access to deadly things, do we? We know better because they don't. And so this is kind of one of those things where it's just like, okay, but you've been instructed, you know better. And so if you are going with those basal instincts of that sort of things, then you have a problem. And that problem is that this is that God sees that, and you're not going to be able to hide from this. You think you're going to be able to sneak off and have these little affairs in other countries and come back and everything will be fine. It's not going to work that way. That's why we're, and that's why these instructions are kind of formulated this way. That's why he's instructing you men to rejoice in the wife of your youth. In other words, keep the same wife all throughout your life. This stuff is not hard, but at the same time, society is what it is, and we are in a fallen world. And just as, you know, all these thousands of years ago, this was a factor, it's a factor today. Okay, it's not gone away. I'm making a bunch of rhymes, and I don't mean to. I think I know why. Because I'm in songwriting mode. Yes, I am composing a song about this. I haven't finished it yet, but I will have it finished by the time I post this video, so you'll see it at the end here. But nonetheless, the important thing is to recognize that, yes, there are temptations out there, but the bigger thing to realize is that you don't want that folly to lead you astray. Especially when the person potentially leading you astray, I guess you could say in this case, also doesn't know why. You know, this is just the blind leading the blind sort of thing. And we'll get into that a little bit more very, very soon, actually, as far as actually very, very soon in terms of the chapters of Proverbs here. But nonetheless, it's a call to know the path, be instructed by it, and hold on to it, and not just say, yeah, well, that instruction doesn't work for me today. It might work for me tomorrow, but not today. You know, that's not acceptable. It has to be for every day. Not just because it's Proverbs every day, but you know what I mean? This is not a convenient season. This is not a mountaintop moment where you have that and then you come down and you're back to worshiping your idols. You know, that's not the way that works. You know, you need to come down and smash the idols. You need to not go with the default. I hope this is helpful to you. My name is DJ and I'm your friend. I'm just saying we need to be not putting our heads in the sand and trying to forget these things as if they don't matter or don't apply to us. That is the easiest way to fall into these temptations, and I don't want that for you. There it is. All right. Love you all. See you again tomorrow. Be blessed by the best. And go be a blessing to all the rest. Enjoy this. Let me know your thoughts in the comments. Yeah, is anything like this resonating for you? I think we're getting to some additional things here very soon, but just curious what kind of things or questions you might have. All appropriate. Go ahead and put them down there in the comments, and we'll be talking to you very soon. Bye now.
Her mouth, smoother than oil, a tempting tome, lures souls astray, consumed by passion's fire. Her feet descend into the shadows, breath leading the way to darkness, silent woe. Her steps tread softly toward the depths of death, where she all claims the souls who blindly go. Seductive gaze. Hold firm to truth. Let your heart stay pure and walk the path where wisdom's light always stays. Hear me. Don't depart from the words that I teach. Let wisdom guide each path you choose to tread. Stay far away. Avoid the temptress reach. Keep your soul. Rejoice now with the partner of your heart, steadfast youth. Let her love be tender like the gentle doe. Embrace her warmth, cherish her untold truth. For the ways of men are before the Lord's keen eyes, witnessed by the one who knows all your trails. His own iniquities will bind the foolish, caught in the cords of sin's tangled tails. He will falter, star. same tone. Lure souls astray, consumed by passion's fire. Her feet descend to the shadow's breath, leading the way to darkness, silent woe. Her steps tread softly toward the depths of death, where she all claims the souls who blindly go.
Let wisdom guide each path you choose to tread.